Development Corporation, call it to order, starting with roll call vote, member Vassalone.
Here.
Member Winter.
Here.
Member Bird is absent, member Fitzgerald is absent, member Zamzo.
Here.
Member Beard is absent, member Jensen.
Here.
Member Barrett.
Here.
Council Lakey.
Here.
And Administrator Swire.
Here.
Okay, item three is confirming the agenda.
Mr. Chairman.
Member Winter.
I move that we approve the agenda as published.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Moving on, item number four is approving the consent agenda. Minutes January 27th and the 2016 Administrator's Report.
Mr. Chairman.
Winter.
I move that we approve the consent agenda as published.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, carries. And then, so what do we know about the legislative update? Other than there's no bill on the floor, so is there no new information?
We have no new information. We're supposed to have a draft, we are told by Representative Youngblood, by this Thursday. But we have not seen anything since our last board meeting. Well, actually, since December.
When does a session usually close?
Target is middle end of March, 25th, 27th, somewhere in that zone.
Mr. Chair.
Member Bassel.
Yeah, I don't think I would think too Machiavellian about this delay. I think that it's part of the overall legislative process. It sounds like the interim committee is going to come up with their report. If I'm not mistaken, it still has to go to both houses and be approved.
Sure.
And go through a lot of public hearings and so forth. So if there is something in it, I'm sure we'll have an opportunity to speak to it at some point.
I guess I just get a little worried that it's going to get dragged on another year or years.
Or I'm concerned there's going to be a big surprise that we're just not anticipating at this point, too, just knowing some of the players.
I just want it buttoned up. It's something that seems to be floating out there ever since I've been involved with the renewal.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman, Ashley, do you know if has the interim committee finalized their report?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Barrett, that's what we're waiting on.
That is the report.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have not. Scott and I have not seen a recent draft since November. When we attended the interim committee in December, they didn't give us anything to look at. They just talked through some concepts. So we've been waiting since December for something to be able to put in front of the committee and have a broader discussion regards. It's frustrating.
Anything else on that item? Item number six is a consideration and approval of purchase for two replacement benches and corresponding resolution 16-001.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, on page 8 of your packet is a quote for two benches. We have had two separate incidents of benches being hit by vehicles, one of which has been the person who did the damage has been identified and actually has been ordered to pay restitution to this district. So they'll be reimbursing us for half of this cost. The other, we don't know who did it. It was late at night. We assume it was probably a patron of a bar, just to be completely honest about it. So what I'm asking for today is the approval to be able to order these two benches, and then I'll send an invoice to the young man who is ordered to pay restitution for the other. And the Parks Department has agreed to install it for us, so we will not have to pay that cost.
Did it do any damage to the concrete on the level, or like bolted into the concrete?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Jensen, no.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Winter,
did we check what our deductible was on our insurance?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Winter, I am still waiting on the police reports, and so James Fulham-Wider from All American Insurance said, wait till you have everything, we'll sit down, we'll walk you through what the best scenario is for either claiming, putting a claim in, or just going ahead and just paying it out of pocket.
And make sure we analyze it if putting a claim in increases our
yes.
rates.
Yes.
Mr. sitting on those benches.
Yes.
The property is a few thousand dollars. Could have been a lot more serious than that.
Great.
Seems to be a common theme in downtown. A lot of things getting hit, including even my building was hit.
Your new building?
The corner of the building.
I'm going from
somebody backed into it. Because people park right there and they walk into the 127 building. And then we had the islands get hit a couple times.
I don't know if you all noticed, the city just went ahead and put those little guards up around the islands to be able to keep vehicles from at least causing that kind of damage.
Council Lakey, will you read the resolution, please?
Mr. Chairman, Resolution 16-009, Resolution of Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, authorizing an expenditure of $2,865 for the purchase of two benches from Northwest Recreation, directing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the resolution and provide an effective date.
Thank you. Mr. Chair. Commissioner Jensen.
I move that we approve Resolution Number 16-009 for the chair to sign with the secretary to attest.
Second.
Discussion.
Chairman.
Commissioner Barrett.
Where are the benches located? Are they located in proper areas to where they
question?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Barrett, one is located on the southwest corner of Main Street and Pine, so in front of the Church of the Harvest. The other was mid-block. Mid-block on Main Street between Pine and Broadway. Or Pine and Idaho, excuse me.
Which one did the kid hit?
The corner.
Okay, so it wouldn't be so hard to hit it. Alright, we'll take a roll call vote. Member Basso?
Aye.
Member Winter?
Aye.
Member Zanzo?
Aye.
Member Jensen?
Aye.
Member Barrett?
Aye.
I suppose if it's a recurring theme, then we need to pay attention to it. Next item is discussion of the MDC mission and founding documents. So I don't see Squires after that one. I guess this one might be up to me here.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I did ask at our meeting how you wanted to handle that.
I agree. Okay, well, after I dove through the document and I realized how lengthy and cumbersome it was, I basically reached out to Ashley and asked her if she could summarize it for us. So that's what you guys were provided, was a summary of that document. It's a list of bullet points, and I did want to take a specific moment or two to walk through these with the goal of making sure that we're all informed and discussing and understanding things the same, so that when we go into our next meeting, we are prepared and all on the same page. Expires. This is good because to actually see when it expires, December 31st, 2026. I forgot I was going to prepare for this, so I didn't prepare. I apologize. I'm just going to highlight the ones that I wanted to point out. Did everybody get a chance to read this? Okay. I think Administrator Squires has pointed out a few things, such as the comments over and over about the City Hall building, how that was a major part of the original founding of it. Mm-hmm. I think another thing to dispel was I heard for years and years that the founding documents were primarily oriented towards parking, and that's not the case. That was not what I found when I read it. The other thing to highlight is that it really does include specifically things like facade improvement. And it includes, I think, was wayfinding and signage in there too?
Mm-hmm. It talks about the placemaking component of it as well.
It was surprising to see how many of the things it actually included that we're doing. And do you have anything bouncing in your brain that we're doing that might not be noted in it?
You know, one of the things that I was initially concerned about when we started talking about this draft legislation coming through is, you know, one of the things that we will probably see in the next rendition is the base assessment being reset if you're not following your plan or if there's a modification to the plan. And so when this was first brought up in the interim committee, and I don't remember if this was September or October, I went back and started reviewing our plan because I wanted to make sure that we, you know, wouldn't find ourselves out of compliance if that would be adopted. And if we are out of compliance, that we would have the chance to make amends of that, because most likely it'll go into effect in July 1st of this year. So we would have time to be able to make that amends. But in reviewing this, you know, we're doing everything that we set out to do. And Destination Downtown, in my opinion, takes this and just refines it even more. And I can't see anything that we're doing out of compliance. I mean, it even specifically calls out convention-related activities, things that we're looking through, you know, towards with the steering committee and this Pegasus study that we just underwent in the last year. So I feel really confident, and I'll let legal counsel, you know, dispel that if there's a reason to, but I feel confident about what we're doing.
Else have anything they want to point out about what they saw in this document?
Sure.
Mr. Besselin?
On the last page, amendment of the plan, one of the things that the interim committee is supposedly contemplating is saying that if you substantially change the plan, you're supposed to go back and get approval from the city. That's already in this document as a process to be followed. So either we're ahead of the game or we follow the law the way it's supposed to implemented. And my take on this is that it's a very generic document. I think almost mm-hmm. everything we've done, I don't think anything that we've done that isn't somehow referenced in here. So I think we're pretty much following what the dictate was.
Now, it is interesting when I've read this several times over the course of the past 5.5 years of being the administrator, but it was interesting going back and reading after we saw that draft legislation in September of October, kind of with a different mindset, particularly with that. And it's particularly the discussion that we have is whether or not TIF dollars should fund libraries or city halls or other public buildings. And, you know, one of the things that I really did notice, there's a very clear intent that we were partially created to help fund City Hall. And I did go back and talk to Councilman Byrd, or Commissioner Byrd, regarding that. And he said, yeah, that was initially part of the reason why we were created. Not the entire reason, but that was part of it. Obviously, they did not move forward with that premise, but you will see a lot of references to public buildings throughout.
Yeah. Well, thank you again for putting
of course.
This together, because it helped me and I hope it helped everybody else. It's kind of important that we know what those founding documents actually say.
Absolutely.
In reference to Destination Downtown, is there a Destination Downtown document? I think there was one. I thought I saw it originally like 3 or 4 years ago, but I haven't seen one since. So maybe it'd be interesting to have that and attach it to this so we have a complete history of.
Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Besselin, it's a very thick document. And I've handed out to the board several times throughout the last few years. It is online. It's on our website, founding documents, and it's broken out by the livability, mobility, prosperity, and sustainability of the different chapters as well. What I can send you, which would be, I think, basically what you're looking for, is kind of the implementation plan and the strategies that are broken out versus the entire document, and I'm happy to send that to you.
Because my understanding of Destination Downtown, as opposed to this document, it was more specific with projects and so forth and implementation.
Yes, and it takes this concept.
It takes us to the action stage, essentially.
Exactly.
It's a visioning document, so
right.
It's got pictures and ideas and projects to be able to get us the visioning document right.
And potentially time frames, those sort of things.
Mr. Chairman, I might add to that just as well if I could. I look at that as kind of a piece underneath the plan. Plan is kind of your broad description of here's the kind of things we do, and there may be some reference to some large scale projects in here, but mostly it's here's the kind of things that we work on in the district. specific but broad sense in the plan, and destination downtown is just kind of a piece underneath that. I don't think it's considered an amendment. To amend the plan, you have to actually go through the ordinance process again and whatnot with the city. So it's just part of your efforts under the existing plan is the way I think of it.
And my concern initially was just making sure that we don't reset ourselves through some sort of, you know, non-compliance issue. That would be very bad.
We'll see once the bill's written.
Yeah.
It will be really interesting to see, like you said, who enforces that and what is non-compliance and is it material, and there's lots of things from an attorney's perspective I'd be curious about.
And one of the outstanding questions that we don't have an answer to at this point is, if you were to do the one-time annexation of up to 10%, does that you know, kick off the reset as well? And is it just maybe for that area, or is it for the overall district?
It shouldn't kick off the reset because that's specifically identified as within our capability to do it.
Agreed, but there was a couple of legislators who felt that it should.
One bite at a time.
Yes.
Upcoming committee meetings?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, in the last page are our upcoming meetings. We do have a steering committee meeting this Friday. And then our wayfinding and signage and downtown parking committees next week. We will have a wayfinding and signage committee meeting, just FYI. We have been asked, apparently the human being has located on, if you are not aware, on Meridian Road and Cherry Lane within our district, which is awesome. Apparently the Planning and Zoning Commission put some level of requirement on them to work with us in terms of entrance signage into downtown. We're meeting with the developer and trying to figure out what does that look like and what are they proposing and whether or not we have the funds to be able to partner with them in any way. So,
do they have room on that northeast corner of their parcel?
I believe so. It's set back a bit. And the landscape buffer, particularly on that corner as well, just given the status of the roadways, arterial, I believe, for Cherry and, for Meridian, and then I think it's a collector on that portion of Cherry. So there's substantial setback.
Mr. Chairman?
Commissioner Barrett?
So some of that property is owned by the church. You were aware
okay.
that there is
Thank
a church
you.
That is also involved in that. And you can contact John Doe.
Okay. Thank you.
There's vacant ground to the west of it. Is that what you're saying?
So church? I don't know how that would impact the entrance signage. That may be another potential person who may want involved in that discussion.
Is that signage intended to be for a welcoming into the downtown area, or is it intended to be signage for the business owners?
It's intended to be signage welcoming into downtown, is my understanding.
Okay.
I have not seen the actual staff report or the condition at this point, but
okay.
So we'll have more information and we'll bring that back to the next board meeting.
Council's report?
Nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
Administrator's report?
Just reminding the board that the next meeting is typically our election meeting. So I know the leadership committee has been talking about, you know, what their preferences may be. If there is anyone who is interested, let Jim know.
Yes, for any sort of a position.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to name nominate you.
I think you need a second. But we're not doing nominations today, so you can't nominate.
But we'll be sure and tell her you're nominated.
And what are friends?
Yeah.
Okay. Chairman's report. More exciting things coming into downtown Meridian. Got another fun project operation that'll catch the attention of people Public comment? And I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Favor?
So Ashley.